Hello, and welcome to our podcast exclusively for our IT section membership. I'm your host, Dave Maraska. In this episode, we'll hear from Donnie Shimamoto, CPA-CITP, and Rob Fisher, CPA-CITP, as they discuss enterprise business intelligence. I'm sitting here with Donnie Shimamoto, CPA-CITP, and Rob Fisher, CPA-CITP. So we're here to talk about business intelligence, Donnie. Why don't you, for myself and for the listeners at home, let's talk about what is business intelligence when we're talking about it in terms of CPA-CITP.
Okay, we're really talking not just about business intelligence, but about enterprise business intelligence. And the distinguishment that we make between the two is that business intelligence sometimes is really just this little project that's off in the corner, and you throw some IT people or some statisticians into the room and you let them go at it. When we take that and move that into the enterprise where it's really providing value to the entire business, that's when we're working with enterprise business intelligence. So completely different scope, different level of impact.
Okay, and so when we're taking it to that next step, who is the one that's really gonna be the sort of thought leader on that? Who would you say is that the CPA-CITP's role to sort of be the person in charge of bringing it into that enterprise realm and making sure everything's working correctly? Or
I think it really depends. You know, every organization is a little different, and when you work with business intelligence, depending upon the domain that you're working with or, you know, the type of business or industry that you're working with, it's going to require different people and different expertise. What the CPA, or especially the CITP, will provide into that is the perspective on information assurance and the reliability of the information. So because with enterprise business intelligence, what we're trying to do is really support decision making and provide insight, we want some assurance or some reliability in all of those numbers. And, you know, that's the CPA's job, is all about integrity and reliability of numbers.
So we're talking about analytics of the financials of the enterprise and the business. And now that I understand in that area, there's a couple different kinds of analytics we're going to talk about. Let's see. Financial analytics versus value chain analytics, how would you position that? How would you explain the difference between the two of those?
Well, you know, we're talking about CPAs right now, and so financial analytics is the thing that most of us, I think, are comfortable in. In that, we're looking at cost allocations, your standard financial and cost management type reporting, analyses on that. And then what we're really starting to see now is more the move towards the enterprise performance management, where we're looking not only at reporting to external parties or for compliance, but we're also doing internal reporting. And we're looking at, you know, this back to this concept of business intelligence and what are the numbers that we're providing internally that's supporting decision making. You know, on the other side of that, we've got value chain analytics. And this is where the CPA has to kind of step out of their comfort zone and start looking at things like operational metrics and quality metrics. You know, the value that the CPA provides in the value chain is really looking at the reliability, again, of these types of numbers. So not only looking at dollars and cents, but, you know, is the number of things that I'm producing, if I'm producing widgets, is the number of widgets, is that number reliable? Can I use that to predict, per se, my sales or my distribution? I don't know, Rob might actually have some good insight on how they're using it, because that's...
Yeah, and I think that, you know, one of the things we do, we're in the financial services industry, but I think it's applicable to all industries, and that is we look at external data to see, you know, how we're doing against our competitors. So we try to measure our key performance indicators against the marketplace so that we can look at peers and we can look at how we're performing in different areas, and I think that's applicable to reporting systems of any industry, is that you don't want to look at just, again, your compliance measures, but how are you doing to make your business perform better.
So if we could take a step back and give it sort of like the high level answer, enterprise business intelligence, how does that provide value to an organization?
Well, I think it, you know, Donnie hit on it essentially, but I think it really all comes down to decision making. But it's decision making at different levels. It's operational decision making, it's strategic decision making, it's just the ability to define what are the things that really drive your business, and how do we know that we're doing those things well? And if we're not doing those things well, how do we know how to make decisions to change that?
Rob hit on two really good points, and I think the main thing there that I think we should emphasize is really that it's strategic level all the way down to operational level, and it's everything in between, not just recently where we've seen business intelligence used, you know, they talk about strategy and analyzing your customer. But now it's how do I drive even internal decision making and all of these tactical level decisions that are being made every day in the field by all of your people, you know, drive it down to everybody so that your entire organization is using it.
So is it safe to say that the topic of business intelligence being of interest or concern to CPAs, is it because we're sort of bringing a lot more under the umbrella of what they can contribute? Or is there another reason that you could see it being of a serious interest and concern to CPAs?
I think it's because it comes back to, you know, I was going to say in olden days, but in the past, we've seen where a lot of companies made a lot of decisions purely based upon cost or revenue generation or profitability. And now, you know, with things like the balanced scorecard, we're looking at a more holistic enterprise approach where there are non-financial metrics. Now, when we have non-financial metrics, the CPA's role, again, is its integrity and reliability of those numbers, because if decisions are being made on this, we want to make sure that the information that's being provided to decision makers really does have that integrity and that they can rely upon those numbers to make these important decisions.
The only thing I would add to that is that, you know, CPAs have always been about value-based decisions or fact-based decisions, and I really think that's what we're underlying with business intelligence. And you know, so if you've got the ability to get the facts to make good decisions, and of course, to echo what Donnie said, there's got to be a mechanism to ensure that that data is correct. That's, I think, the CPA's role sort of as a natural auditor and a natural value-based decision maker fits very well with this topic.
So now, is there any additional sort of training or preparation that maybe not just a CPA, but that the enterprise or the organization is going to have to go through to make this a more valuable thing for the organization? As far as you know, setting and preparing the business requirements, what would this entail?
I think there is some additional training, and you know, that's where the AICPA has done a great job of working to understand, you know, what is the gap right there. There's a lot of things that I think come very natural to CPAs, and a lot of these are related to, you know, people traditionally think of these things as IT skills, but when we as CPAs work on that, what we bring to it is really business context. It's how is what we're going to be doing supporting what the business is trying to achieve, whether it's at the strategic level or even just a single operational decision. So learning what some of these analysis or what typically would be like a systems analyst or a business analyst role is, it's very non-technical in terms of it's not working directly with the technologies, but it's working at a conceptual level and sometimes at a logical level to really look at how do I need to structure this stuff? How do I communicate to IT what I need them to do?
Are there any things that you should definitely be careful of, or is there anything that you know that could go wrong or that could make this transition a little bit harder if you don't take those extra steps to prepare?
Well, I don't think there's any question that enterprise business intelligence is a high-risk initiative on several things. You're talking about integrating data from probably multiple systems, from external data sources. So if you don't go about it the right way, there's certainly potential to add risk to the business. And that's where, you know, although it's cliche, the support has to come from the top to make this an organizational initiative that the entire group is committed to. Because there's no question, if you don't do it right, if you don't get the right data in place, the timeliness down, the quality correct, then you expose your organization to poor decision making, which is probably even worse than no decision making.
I think we can also draw the analogy over to financial statement audits. And when you look at the CPA's role in financial statement audits, what we're really looking at is, you know, how successful is this business? And, you know, the stock market, a lot of times we revolve on audited financial statements. So if we take that parallel and look at what is the CPA's roles internally in providing assurance and providing that reliability, you know, that's really where we need to kind of take that stand and say, hey, this is a way for us as CPAs to provide additional value to organizations, not only from an audit perspective.
And now, in terms of this initiative, what are the business requirements that organizations should be focused on obtaining? You know, what are the business requirements that organizations should be focusing on obtaining?
There's two major ones that we feel that CPAs really should be involved with. And those two really are data requirements and process requirements. So in data requirements, we're really looking at what's being done. With data requirements, this drives our ability to do the type of reporting that we want to do, the type of analyses we need to do. In data requirements, we're also looking at an audit trail. How has that data been changed? What has been done to it? How has it been aggregated? And then, of course, we always go back to integrity and reliability. Can we rely on this data? You know, is there integrity to the way that the data is being presented? Now, data itself is not enough, and I think that's one of the flaws that we see in a lot of current business intelligence initiatives, is that they're only focused on the data and what can we get out of the data. We need to take the data and put it into a business process, and that's the way it's going to support the business. So how things are being done, you know, that's what we're looking at in process requirements. How is data being used as part of a business process? What internal controls or process monitoring does the data enable us to put into place so that we know what's going on in the business, we can react quicker? And then what other insight does it provide into what's happening with the process, how the process is operating, are there ways where we can make this better? So the two of these together, really data requirements and process requirements, are really key for CPAs, and it's a role that we're already naturally akin to, I think, in performing audits.
You know, the only thing I would say is that, you know, the requirements, again, whenever people start talking about a business intelligence initiative, you know, the first thing they think about is software and servers and how much technology. And I think, you know, to reverse all of that, if you're involved in a business intelligence initiative of any sort, you should first step back and define the process. Donnie referred to that again, and this has to be a process-based initiative. What are the key processes that management will decide the organization is going to be run by? Define what all the metrics are along those processes. Go look and see if those are processes that are in good shape now, and if not, part of this organizational cleanup should happen to fix those processes, and then and only then are you really ready to start talking about integrating data and looking at software and what are the best ways to pull that data in.
So actually plan the process, don't just plan on spending a bunch of money to make it happen for you.
Don't try to just report on poor processes. Okay. Fix the process and then bring it into, you know, measure it and whatnot.
Gotcha.
I think that's on both sides too, because when we look at the data, you know, we've heard this garbage in, garbage out. Mm-hmm. So process might be broken, data might also be broken. So we need to get both fixed.
So then, how do you evaluate once you begin to institute this initiative? How do you evaluate how effective it's being? Which, I don't know if that's a performance management metric or if that's a totally other portion of it. But when do you sit back? I mean, how long typically, and what needs to happen before you say this is either working or it's not?
I kind of like a two-phased approach to that. I think that enterprise business intelligence initiatives really should provide both a long-term value and a short-term value. So the approach that I prefer is to have a vision for where you want to be, but be able to splice that out into measurable phases that are, say, 3 to 6 months out, where you're immediately providing something that people can get their hands around, look at the information that's being provided, make that additional decision based on that. So it's hard to say exactly what, but I think, you know, there's different things that we can look at there.
And I mean, how new is this initiative as far as, do you have any war stories of anyone who's starting down this path already, or do you have any anecdotes that you feel safe sharing with us, or anything to kind of help, I guess, everyone listening get a mental picture of what they may be facing going forward on this?
Well, the only thing I can say, I've been involved in several of these initiatives, and probably none of them have been done the way I would like them to be done, the way we talked about, from the top down with full organizational support, start from the top, define all the process. That sounds great. That's stuff I believe in. But the reality is, most of the things I've been involved with have been much more grassroots. Let's look at it from this perspective and then try to grow it. Or, you know, we do have the organizational support, but maybe we don't have the time to do the process cleanup and some of the things that you'd want to do. And I firmly believe that although some of those things get started and they're successful, the costs of trying to go back and fix them, do them the right way, or the cost of any poor data that come out of that are far greater, and it would have been better to sort of do it right up front. And so I think that there's lots of data out there, both anecdotal and otherwise, to say that the cost of doing it right up front are less than the cost of trying to fix it on the back end.
Gotcha.
I can turn that around too, because and I think that's where we balance each other off a lot well, because I actually normally involved from the top-down initiatives. And I think when we look at that, I've actually seen some top-down initiatives fail because there wasn't enough grassroots or there wasn't enough buy-in from the people that are actually doing, you know, the everyday things. So I think a balanced approach, you know, is really what is needed, and you need to address everything, because again, we're talking about the entire enterprise in this case.
So it's definitely not a one-size-fits-all kind of way to get this done. It's going to be very subjective based on your organization and getting everybody on the same page and ready to play ball in the same field.
I think you've really hit on it, and I think that's why when you look at the things that we're trying to provide, that the AICPA is now trying to provide, what we're looking at is a lot of the frameworks and methodologies methodologies that people need to follow, not set solutions.
So now, does this get into business information architecture? Is that sort of what we're talking about now? Have we accidentally stumbled into the next topic?
Well, I don't know about how accidental that was, but definitely yes.
I like to, you know, finesse it. But so why don't we talk a little bit about what the business information architecture would be? Is it beyond some of the sort of the generalities that we already discussed?
So the business information architecture is something that we've just released to the public, and what we're looking at in the business information architecture is a way to organize how information actually flows through your organization. We start looking at things like the transactional systems where we've got our general ledger or our sales system or an inventory system, and pulling all that data together into a data warehouse and then being able at the end to push reports out that people can use.
And so if it was a scale of 1 to 10 on the importance and the value of what you get out of that, is it that an essential, that's like without this we're not going to get any further in the initiative?
I think you can get to a certain point, and that's where, you know, when we talk about organizational maturity, and you know, there's a lot of material out there on business intelligence maturity, but one of the things that we look at when you're bringing things into the enterprise level is how ready is the organization and do you have a set path? So what the architecture provides is not so much of a path, so much as a framework or a structure that pretty much any organization can pick up and adapt to its use in understanding how I need to structure or architect business intelligence.
And now the CPA, and not necessarily just a CPA, but maybe a CPA, CITP as well, would be very, very involved in that process. Is this where they start to say, you know, looking at data integration and data mapping and making those processes? Would that be in sort of this construction of the business intelligence architecture? Or are they two sort of separate avenues that are involved in this initiative?
I think they're all actually really tied together. And the beauty of what the AICPA is producing is that we're providing, again, business context. So we're enabling CPAs, so you don't necessarily need to be a CITP. You know, it provides the context and the understanding that CPAs need and how to participate this, how to add value from their perspectives of information assurance and reliability.
So in their role in sort of integrating and mapping that data and creating these processes, are they sort of on the forefront of that? Would they be the people who would be the go-to people to do that?
Yes.
Short and sweet. Okay.
I think it's a CPA's role is probably somewhere in all of those things. I mean, there are certainly CPAs who, because of their natural understanding of business process and how to repeat that, they certainly have a natural inclination to help define or remap or fix processes, and so certainly that role. But I also think the CITP that we're here to talk about is opening up another role, which is really maybe getting more into some of the technical architecture discussions. At a minimum, being able to understand what are the components of those, so when you're working with a more technical staff, you can help architect it the best way to support the process. And so while they may not be plugging in servers or configuring different parts of the network, they can certainly understand what are the different tiers of the architecture and how those things impact the business intelligence enterprise and how it'll support that long term.
I think that's also a good point to emphasize for CPAs that want to get involved with this. You know, with the CITP, there is now this, I almost want to say, career track that opens up to people who want to get involved with this, that are willing to take the time. And, you know, as I said before, I don't think it's a huge jump. You know, there's a lot of us CPAs now that are kind of doing this. The CITP is a good way to kind of bring all of that together and demonstrate through a certification, you know, your expertise and your knowledge.
Now that we're talking about roles and data, what do we want to say about application and data integration?
Application and data integration, I think a lot of people will look at that and immediately think this is IT. And while in terms of actually doing the work and making a lot of it happen, it probably is IT's job. But what you really need, again, is this context, this business context, and making sure also that someone's looking over IT's shoulder to make sure that all of the risks that are involved with putting this architecture together, with getting things integrated, with all of the data moving into all the different places, there's controls and risks involved with that, and that's the CPA's role.
All right, well, thanks a lot, guys. And was there anything else that we didn't touch on? And as far as the business intelligence and enterprise business intelligence, you got, let's say you're at the end of the conference here, you guys are leaving a reception later, and someone gets in an elevator with you and says, you know, I missed that thing about enterprise business intelligence. Do you have like a 30-second elevator pitch that you give to people just about the initiative itself? It's not the kind of thing. No 30 seconds in the elevator. All right, well, great. Well, thank you very much, guys. I appreciate you taking the time to sit down with us today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for listening to this episode of our new podcast series offered exclusively for our IT Section membership. To find out more about becoming a member of the IT Section, go to www.aicpa.org/IT offers.
This podcast is designed to provide illustrative information with respect to the subject matter covered and does not represent an official opinion or position of the AICPA. It is provided with the understanding that the AICPA is not engaged in rendering legal, accounting, or other professional services. If such advice or expert assistance is required, the services of a competent professional person should be sought. The AICPA makes no representations, warranties, or guarantees as to, and assumes no responsibility for, the content or application of the material contained herein, and expressly disclaims all liability for such damages arising out of the use of, reference to, or reliance on such material.